a little bit later here. Just a short sharing this morning. I titled it Celebrating Our Victories. So we're going to look at the victory we have in Christ and in a unique way in how it can be celebrated. I'll get to that in a moment. But let's start in verse 8 of chapter 2 of Colossians. There's a sign there. It says, beware. What are we going to be aware of? Lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, you know, emptiness, empty words, selfishness. We've got to be careful that we don't get spoiled by man's wisdom and empty words, self-serving words. We look out for that. And we also look out after the traditions of men. You know, a lot of people live by their traditions culturally. And that's wonderful. It makes us all unique depending on where we come from, different countries. But what's most important that we don't get spoiled by this. Also, it says after the rudiments, the rules and ways of the world, and not after Christ. I mean, that nails it right there. What really counts is our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Him, and why would we focus on Him? Verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now that's a lot of authority and power, isn't it? And that's in Christ. Now the next verse is a mind blower. And what really amazes my heart, I knew what I was going to teach. I don't think you did. But we heard in the manifestations what is written in this verse 10. And it says, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in Him. Wow. Now this complete in Him, the grammar structure, in the Greek and the Aramaic, indicate a complete fullness. You know, sometimes you fill up your car with gas and it stops automatically. Well, if you press the button a little bit more, you can squeeze in some more if you want. That's getting completely full. So, we are completely complete in Him. Is there anything missing? Did God forget something in His new birth realities that He gave to you? No, because you're completely complete in Him, which is the head of all authority and power. We have authority over the principality. Talking about devil spirits and the devil spirit world, you are complete in Him. So we are over all of that. Remember, we had a teaching about we are under His feet. Jesus Christ has all authority and power, and figuratively, it's under His feet, and we have Christ in us, so it's under our feet, too. So, a great verse there that we want to remember in our lives. Goes on, verse 11, in whom ye also you are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. I like that circumcision the best. That's the one that really counts. Now, verse 12, and we get into seeing our identification where we identify fully what Jesus Christ went through. Now, it says in verse 12, He was buried with Him. We're buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. So, we identify fully with Christ. We've been raised with Him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together or made alive together with Him, having forgiven you some trespasses? No, all trespasses. We don't have to be so sin conscious. That's the bane, I think, of many Christians, where they're so conscious of making mistakes, and they look at that rather than the forgiveness they have each and every day in Christ. So, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Everything was accomplished. All the junk sin was nailed to the cross. It's done. It's over with. And then verse 15 is an interesting verse that I want to focus in on. And having spoiled principalities and powers, again, that's the devil spirit world, all that they are, all their power and authority, he spoiled it. He messed it all up. And you know what else he did? He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So he had a parade, really, over what he did in spoiling the enemy. And I want to explain a little bit about this word triumphing, okay? And this information I'm sharing with you is from a wonderful man of God, a great scholar of Scripture, is Walter Cummins. And he shares about this word, and I'm not going to begin to try to pronounce the Greek word here, but he says it's a word used of leading in a triumphant military procession after a victory. The procession consisted not only of the victors, but also of the defeated captives bound in chains. So, man, oh man, quite a parade. The Romans really got into celebrating their victories, and in those times, the Bible times, when the Romans especially would win their battles, and they were pretty much over the known civilized world at this time, and they would celebrate their victories by having this big old parade. And in this parade, the victors would march proudly. Everybody would cheer them on. It was a great feeling. Everybody was excited and blessed because they had the victory. But something else was in the parade, and it was the captives, the enemy that was in chains. And everybody could see that the enemy was taken care of. Here they are, they're chained up. No worries, no sweat. The enemy is captive. And here they are. You see them. So this really, I hope, paints a great mind picture that in our life we can celebrate who we are in Christ, the victories we have over the enemy. And he triumphed over them. And we too triumph over those devil spirits and his power. So we get to parade on him, over him anyway, huh? Now this word is used also in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and so let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And it says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. You know, we do. We thank God that causes us to triumph. And how often does he do this? Always. Always. We triumph in Christ. You know, picture yourself at this parade where we're victors. We have won the war. We have done it. And the enemy is marching there in chains. We've got them captive. No problem. We have that triumph. And again, Walter Cummins remarks about this usage here in this verse. And he reiterates what we already know, but let me see how he expands on this. A word used of leading a triumphant military procession after a victory. The procession consisted not only of the victors, but also of the defeated captives bound in chains. Here is used to refer to the victors who are being led in the procession. Now we saw in the other verse in Colossians where we saw the enemy over the enemy, and we can just celebrate that in this unique, wonderful way. We are God's best, parading over the power of Satan openly. We are the victors because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. We do not let the enemy parade over our life. We parade over his. You are the one who are the victors. God always causes us to triumph in Christ. We want to believe that. We want to confess that. We do have the victory in Christ. And remember, you are completely complete in him. We heard it in the manifestations. We saw it in God's word. And being complete, we have it over all principality and power. You are the victor. So enjoy being victorious, okay? So this is what I wanted to share with you. I trust it's a reminder of a little bit of who you are in Christ, identifying with him, and that we can live our life as victors, okay? We have the victory in Christ. So this week, we're going to march out and enjoy who we are in Christ and be our best for our Heavenly Father. Well, that's the Word of God for you this morning. Blessed to have everybody with us today. We've got our 7:30 fellowship tonight. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, we're morning, 9 a.m., and then 7:30 again. And then Wednesday, we start a new schedule. And I'll share more about that a little bit later. And I've sent out a blessed net to many of you who received that, explaining some of the details of our new schedule starting in on Wednesday, April 1st. And if you'd like to be on the blessed net and you're not there, a little teaching I send out several times a month, again, you can contact me through my email and be glad to put you on the list. Well, again, you are completely complete in him. You are God's victor. So celebrate heartily. Jeannie and I love you. And God bless your hearts. Have a super day today.